ברוך אתה הבורא שהבאת אותנו לזמן הכל כך מיוחד הזה שבו ההשגחה שלך
Blessed are you, Creator, for having brought us to this special time in which your providence is revealed to all of humanity.
Blessed are you, Creator, for putting us at the forefront of this lineage of Kabbalists who have waited for this moment for thousands of years.
אנו מבקשים את רחמך.
We ask for your mercy and for strength to fight this war against our inclination by drawing the light.
הקשב לתפילה זו.
Listen to this prayer in which we ask with all our hearts, with all our strength, that you give us the unity and the strength to overcome our bodily and otherwise limitations, to go above this shattering and receive your correction. We ask you and pray to you to help and protect every person who is suffering from wars and conflicts. We demand from you your peace for the world.
Amen.
Amen.
יש הרבה מחשבות.
There are many thoughts today. The war is continuing. The pressure on us is also continuing. The Creator is demanding from us greater attention, greater delving into the connection between us in depth and breadth as much as possible. So that the intensity of the connection between us is the force that should decide a war and bring everyone to peace, to the complete state. And let us search in these excerpts that we are going to read now and talk about how much it is possible for us to be together as one man in one heart, so that in that one heart we will discover the upper force of nature. And it is the one that will correct all the flaws that exist in the entire human society, in all of our society, and it elevates all of the created beings to the Creator. Let's hope that we will succeed in our prayer, in our demand. So, please.
Excerpt number 7 from Baal HaSulam. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. Since one is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvekut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. And the Creator says about this, my sons have defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
Yes, and by this we should defeat the Creator. That is, our war, in truth, is with the Creator or with ourselves, if you can say that. It doesn't matter. So long as we will win, will defeat that force that is hindering us from opening up our heart and asking out of our heart, out of the depth of the heart, that we want adhesion between us, and according to the degree of adhesion between us, the Creator will be. It turns out that there's something very interesting here. We are actually fighting the Creator. He created the will to receive. He did everything that was done before us in creation, and we are fighting against him. And we demand of him that he will invert his creation from the will to receive to the will to bestow. This is, my sons have defeated me. Well, we should try to succeed to defeat the Creator. Rehovot?
Is what's written that men shall always anger the evil, the good inclination over the evil inclination. Is this a parallel process or preparation for this act of war the Creator is conducting?
Yes, of course. Because as much as we try to reach that state of adhesion, connection, we see how we are actually distancing from it and how much we discover more and more that we are the opposite of connection and adhesion. And it is all in order to show us how much we are opposite to the Creator from the quality of bestowal and love and connection and adhesion, and in the contradiction between what exists and what is desirable, there we need to see ourselves that we do not agree with any separation and connection and an adhesion.
Shalom Da, ¿podría explicar por favor qué es odiar el deseo de recibir?
Can you please explain what does it mean to hate the will to receive?
Love or hatred, it's not that they exist on their own, but rather it is a result of a gain or a loss. Because we are a will to receive. And as much as we see in some phenomenon a gain or loss to the will to receive, according to that, we love or hate that phenomenon. And therefore, what is happening to us here is only that we will perform actions, let's say, towards connection, then we will discover that our will to receive is the opposite. And therefore, and from that, the hatred will come. And we don't need more than hatred as it's to the will to receive, as it says, because according to the hatred, we already distance from it up to the point where we actually invert it to the opposite, to in order to bestow.
Kiev 1.
Vlad просит передать вопрос, передает.
A question from Vlad.
Как мы делаем ненависть нашим помощникам?
Dear beloved Rav,
это чувство для связи с Творцом.
How can we use hate for the connection with the Creator?
Because we, all of us, are built out of the evil force, only the will to receive for oneself only. So what is good for us and what is bad for us should be clear to us. And if it's not, and it's clear what is good for us or bad for us according to our ego, according to the will to receive, but according to the purpose of creation. That is, I need to measure my qualities not according to good and bad according to the will to receive, the way I measure now, the way I feel and check, but rather I need to measure and check my qualities according to the end of correction, according to the connection between us, according to the adhesion with the Creator. And therefore, this is how we need to invert it, invert our discernments, our measurement tools from the will to receive to the true ones.
Is it possible to reach a state where you hate the disconnection so much?
This is according to the feeling of the gain and loss that we will feel in our will to receive. How much do I gain in it, corporeal things? However, along with that, how much I lose in it, the corporeal things? And according to that, we will change our attitude to it, so that I will see in it more and more my enemy, and not that I will love it and will want to feed it, to fulfill it with all of the pleasures, but rather to the contrary. I will see in that quality of mine something that is putting me to death from one day to the next, so much so that I'm not even capable of coping with it. And then I will need the Creator, the help of the Creator, so that He will help me in that, so that He will do it for me. So that the Creator will open up the truth for me of how evil the will to receive is. It hates me, how much it lies to me, how much it is turning me in each and every moment, and I'm not allowed to follow it. I must not follow it, so much so that I will constantly think about how do I emerge from its control.
How from normal state, the routine state, to reach a state?
Friends, you have friends, and you constantly should talk to them only about that. How much our ego, our will to receive, at each and every moment is putting us to death. It is separating us, distancing us. If you will think about it, if you won't forget about it, you will see how very quickly you will come closer to the correct scrutiny.
Vlad also wants to be more precise, how to measure the hate towards the thought of creation.
The degree of hatred to our will to receive, to the evil in each one of us, in all of us together, in the whole of humanity, it's the right measurement of how much we are close to the Creator. As much as I hate my will to receive, I'm closer to the Creator. And if I do not hate my will to receive, then I'm not coming closer to the Creator. Not at all. Nothing.
So, can we say that the correct strategy is to even awaken in yourself this hate?
We should try to awaken the hatred to the will to receive in all possible manners.
Раф, а как не осуждать другого, другой эгоизм?
How not to sentence other friends' egos, but work with your own ego?
I cannot judge the friend, because the friend, in my eyes, should be, and truly that's how it is, that this is the Creator who is presenting Himself in a certain form. So if I measure the friend, if I weigh him, I relate to him in some manner, in a particular way, it is considered that this is how I'm relating to the Creator. The Creator, in order to bring me to wholeness, He is showing me thousands and thousands of friends, and also enemies, and in between all kinds, and I need to relate to them as to the Creator, ultimately, so that by me arranging my correct relation to them, by that I build my correct relation with the Creator. Because the Creator has no form, and there is no Creator in any form that we can depict it to ourselves, but rather it is all with respect to our attitude towards others.
А еще хочется спросить, а как самому работать с эгоизмом?
I would ask, how to work by myself with this ego if the Creator is showing it to you in such a way that it's choking you?
That is true, that the Creator more and more is showing us how much we depend on, how we are actually slaves of Pharaoh, and he does with us whatever he wants, until we start to recognize him as the evil king, and we will want to come out of him, or emerge from the control of the will to receive. He's called, and the people of Israel, the children of Israel, cried out from the work. And their outcry rose to God. Then we start to cry out to the Creator, so that He will help them to emerge from the control of the ego, the control of Pharaoh, and then following all kinds of blows, when they feel how much the will to receive Pharaoh is ruling them, then they emerge, they come out.
Excerpt number 8. Why he has made the work of bestowal so hard? Was that because he wanted the mighty hand to be revealed? As it is written, for with a mighty hand he will send them, and with a mighty hand he will drive them out of his land. In which way is a mighty hand necessary?
In order to exit the will to receive.
It is precisely when the other party resists with all its might. Then it can be said that we must use a mighty hand. But if the other party is weak, it cannot be said that it requires a mighty hand to deal with it. It is as the allegory that Baal Sulam said, that normally when two people are disputed, sometimes they move into a fist fight. And the one who sees that he cannot overcome the other takes a knife against him. And when the other one sees that he has a knife, he takes a pistol. And when that one sees he has a pistol, he takes a rifle. And so forth. Until the other one takes a machine gun. And if he has a machine gun, the other one takes a tank. However, we have never heard that if someone takes a stick and wants to hit with it, the other one takes a tank to fight the one who took the stick. It is likewise in the work. It cannot be said that we must go against Pharaoh with a mighty hand if Pharaoh does not resist very strongly. And since the Creator wanted to show him a mighty hand here, the Creator had to harden Pharaoh's heart. As it is written, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may set these tokens of minds within him.
Yes. And certainly the greater the will to receive is in a person, the more he has a hard soul, a difficult soul. However, it's a sign that by in its correction he will rise to a higher degree, so it is difficult for him to cope with this entire egoistic will to receive that is revealed to him, and it hinders him in every step along the way.
Thank you. Such question. The friends in Kharkov, the situation there is very complicated. Residential buildings are being bombarded, there's no electricity. What can be done in order to help them focus on the goal and be together?
Only with the intention that we need to ask that the Creator will help us to connect as much as possible, because according to the degree of connection between us, we can stop the war and all of the horrors that were done there in all of these territories. It's only by that, only by the connection between us. We have no other weapon, and we don't need any. We see how much all weapons do not help. The true weapon for the revelation of the will, egoistic will to receive, which is revealed with such a force as it is revealed now, is only our intention towards connection. So let us, all of us, all over the world, let us want to reach connection between us, and by that we will neutralize all of the bad forces.
What should we do concretely? Should we somehow work in a pinpoint manner for the friends?
You should also contact those who are in a particularly bad state and support them as much as possible. Of course, maybe you can send them in some way some help, but actually, turn to the friends and also to us here. I don't belong to that really, but in whatever way we can, we must help, and even maybe even beyond that.
Spiritually.
If we are talking about spiritual help, then it's the connection between us, between everyone, what we're trying to do now. I recommend that all of us will be in a connection between us around the clock, in all the different parts of the planet, and that we will constantly talk and read articles, excerpts. We will watch lessons, maybe play our songs, each and everything that it should be in the air, 24 hours really. And in this way, we will try to win the war.
Do we need to provide updates on certain difficulties with those friends or not pay attention to this?
I don't know about that. You should consult with our friends who are here in Nei Baruch or others who are there in Kiev or someplace. I don't know what to do. But it's worthwhile that we will at least report about the difficulties that certain friends have, at least tell everyone, also to those who are next to him and maybe he can help.
asking Pharaoh.
The Creator awakens him to war. The Creator awakens the evil inclination in us by vexing it, angering it by all kinds of contradicting forces in the bad and in the good. And then by that, we see what is our nature, what is this evil inclination, how much it only thinks about itself and it's not capable of thinking about others, to what extent it is afraid about itself, concerned only for itself, to what extent, along with the thought about itself, there's no room in it for thinking about anything else. So by that, we get to know more and more the evil inclination, and we reach a state where we begin to hate it. And as it says, besides hatred to the evil inclination, we don't need anything else, but rather, according to the degree of the hatred, we distance from it, leave it, we don't want to touch it, and in this way we will come closer to the truth.
Barur.
This is clear. Okay, PT6.
How do we awaken the hate towards the will to receive?
By seeing what it does to us. What the will to receive is doing to us. How much it is hindering us from being human beings, close to the Creator, being in connection between us and in connection with the Creator, reaching the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, how much it is putting us once again into being small animals that are afraid of each and everything, like a rabbit trying to hide under the bush. Constantly just sitting there quietly and being afraid.
And from this state where he sees like he's a frightened rabbit under the bush, what next?
What next? That it will ask for help to connect with the friends, and to extend that he connects with the friends, he can connect with the Creator. And in this way, to raise himself from the degree of this world to the degree of the spiritual world. And from the other side, and in general, our war is for connection, so that love will cover all crimes, so that we will rise above anything that can hinder the connection between us. And connection means that we're all equal, and no one wants to be above the other, and only the connection between us is what we want to strengthen each and every moment. So let's hope very much that we will feel the need for it, and out of that need, we will work, and in that way we will advance. If we will pray for that state where we will connect above all differences, above all the hatred, above all the rejections, and we only want connection between us, and in this connection we wouldn't feel who is Russian and who is Ukrainian and who is a Jew and who what else is there. We just want connection. That's it. And in the connection, all of the details of each and every one disappear, and we discover in the common connection, it's like you mix two fluids, and then from these two you get something which is a third one. This is what we want.
The connection can decide the inner and outer war?
Of course, because connection means it's already close to the Creator. You might say that the connection itself, if it exists, this is the Creator himself who is revealed.
Another one, how to maintain this attack and increase it day by day without being getting tired, without retreating, without kind of getting used to the reality of war?
First of all, the war, we have to understand that it is our permanent state until the end of correction. And the fact that it sometimes happens in a revealed manner on the surface before us with weapons, etc., this is only in order to show us to what extent we still belong to that same lower despicable form of resistance between us. But in truth, we need to see how much by that we can ascend. And we, Bnei Baruch, should feel ourselves that we are trying to be above all the differences and to embrace between us from all the different kinds of people, from all the nations, and to be above all the differences. This is what is important for us. By this, we will defeat this situation and bring it to wholeness, to peace. This is how it needs to be. Yes?
What does it mean to hate the will to receive?
This is as King Solomon, I think he called it, my enemy. The Creator, who created the will to receive, he created it in order for us to have discernments in the opposite thing, from the will to bestow, which is the Creator's quality, because the will to bestow also, we cannot study it, measure it, scrutinize it, discover it, if we don't work in the opposite form, according to the contrast that exists between one and the other, the oppositeness that needs to be between one quality and the other, and then in between them, we can say something about one out of the other. And if we didn't have one, then we wouldn't have the opposite thing. And so there is no creator without a created being, and there's no created being without the creator.
Okay, but all of creation is the will to receive, so the Creator created the will to receive, so we would hate the will to receive. What's going on here?
The Creator created the will to receive because from the will to receive we can discover Him, the will to bestow, and see to what extent we are the opposite of it, and to what extent we can be closer or farther away, what to do with it, to demand this or that. It's impossible any other way, only from something and its opposite.
So, from where do you hate the will to receive? Where does it come from?
The hatred to the will to receive comes gradually out of an illumination from above, that the Creator shines on it. He shines with His upper light, and then a person starts to feel towards the will to receive rejection, hatred, that he wants to distance from it, that he rejects it, he's not willing to stay with it. This is like it says there that if a person is gentle, he suffers from the will to receive. A person who is even more gentle, more sensitive, he cannot suffer even a little bit. And one who is even more sensitive, more gentle, he can't suffer even any remnants, any little bit of the will to receive. And he distances himself from it, keeps a distance from it. So it all depends on the feeling of oppositeness. So what do you base yourself on when this process of hatred to the will to receive starts? What do you support yourself on?
Only on the friends, only on the group, only on the Creator. All those things that can provide me with some support against the will to receive with the force of bestowal. And then I see that I need them, that without them I can't come to the state against it, against the will to receive. I can't build this in me unless I am based on the will to receive. I should have an evil force, and if I wish to rise above it, I begin to build in me the good force. As it's written, you have made me.
But it is still seemingly, the will to receive is not something that goes away, it's the substance of creation.
It doesn't disappear, on the contrary, it grows and grows. The coarseness, even in the Patsufim, as we advance, the coarseness appears greater and greater. And thanks to it, specifically, when we restrict it, by a screen, reflected light, we can rise all the way to the world of Ein Sof.
So the hatred is to the manner of usage of it?
Of course, the way we use it, in order to receive. When I use it, my will to receive in this way. But I can use it differently in order to bestow. Because other than the will to receive, I have nothing. If I'm learning something from the revelation of the Creator, from the support of the friends, that I can work with it in order to bestow, that is the spiritual form, the form of the Creator that I can build inside of me. On that, it says, don't judge your friend until you are in his place. You can take each one of you and put you in the state of that person who is now in agreement with what is transpiring over the residents of Ukraine who are suffering now. So you should also think like them. And you will also think like them, that it's all correct and that they deserve it. On that, it says, don't judge your friend until you get to his place. To convince us, though, it's very easy to convince us when we're not in a corrected, we're not corrected. You see it. Because who is a person? What is a person? A certain measure of the will to receive, over which something from the outside has some influence. That's what's happening to us. So we should not really consider anyone who is thinking one way or another. We should look at all those things from above, how everything depends on the influence of the Creator on us, and that in order to change that influence, to make it better, closer to the Creator, that's the meaning of better, I don't know what it will be. I just know that this is called good. That's it. We have nothing else. No other discernments. So,
he means not with respect to the friends, but external people, you know, army, people from the army, how to relate to them.
The heart of ministers and kings are in the heart of the in the hands of the Creator. Also, our friends are relatively like that, but all the others, of course, their hearts are in the hands of the Creator, who is arranging them in this way, organizing them to be in conflict with one another, opposite, in hatred towards one another. There's nothing you can do about it. That's how it will be until we correct ourselves. You want the hate to stop there? You have to correct the hate inside of you. The hate in you.
Between
the friends, well, there are other new friends who are joining us. Viktor Panovich joined us today, for example. And it's hard to talk about all of these things, even between the friends.
I don't understand why you go down to discuss such corporeal, earthly, low things. How can you do it? You stop belonging to spirituality. Then, if you begin to speak about what's happening in our five senses, then it's not spirituality. You are like all the other people. And if you get confused between the two, between spirituality and corporeality, you will never come, never reach correction.
And what to do if you discover it in a friend?
Try to raise him higher. Embrace him. Pull them up. That's what we need. That's what Rabash writes. You must go down to him, understand him, speak to him, gradually embrace him, meaning start to work with him. In this way, when you embrace him with articles, with verses, with the material that we're studying, and gradually you will raise him higher than his corporeality. The Creator awakens the hate between everyone.
So we somehow need to come closer to him, to his feelings, even with the hatred that he feels, and then
even in this way. But again, it's all in order to pull him up to a neutral form, and later in such a way that our the direction of our development is only towards connection with the Creator. We shouldn't let ourselves descend into corporeal matters. We should see in all those soldiers, all those enemies, we should see them as people who are under the control of the Creator.
And
although I have to also see them as enemies, as haters, together with that, I need to see that I'm in connection with the forces of the Creator.
And why is it so difficult, what you're saying now? I'm sure that all the friends are hearing it, but instead of some identification or support, you hear the opposite things from the friends. It's very difficult. They're telling you it's all your perception of reality, some movie that you are seeing.
Right, because we're not in it yet. It's tough to be in both worlds simultaneously, but nevertheless, we need to try and be like this.
But we're not supposed to teach each other, but rather to support each other.
No, we don't need to support a friend in where he's at. Rather, we need to support his efforts to try and rise above his state to a more...
Как вы сказали сегодня, сердца правителей и министров.
As you said today, the hearts of ministers and kings is in the hands of the Creator. How should we throughout the day ask of Him to soften our hearts so that tomorrow we will see other consequences?
Only by connecting together and truly demanding connection and believing the Creator can do it, and that truly the connection should be in the direction of connection, unity, rising above, and the Creator will dwell in each and every one, that He will be revealed to everyone, even to a small extent, and then the world will reach the desired correction. And that's what we need to ask for. And if the prayer is a prayer in public, as we call it, shared by all our groups, it can be very beneficial, very useful. Because specifically in prayer, we can win this war. We don't care about what various managers or war generals are doing on both sides or someone else. It doesn't matter. What we need to determine tomorrow, the next step, using the forces that we have in our hands, and that is connection between us and influencing the Creator Himself. That's what's in our hands, and no one else has that.
The crass, undeveloped person does not recognize egoism as bad at all. Therefore, he uses it openly without any shame or restraint, stealing and murdering in broad daylight wherever he can.
But he doesn't understand. At the same time, he doesn't understand that he's using his ego so badly, so coarsely. He doesn't have that sensation. Rather, others who are more sensitive, they can feel that he is a coarser person.
The somewhat more developed one already senses some measure of his egoism as bad, and at least he's ashamed to use it in public, stealing and killing openly. But in secret, he still commits his crimes. However, he is careful that no one will see him. The even more developed one senses egoism as so loathsome that he cannot tolerate it inside of himself, and he rejects it completely as much as he is able to detect it, until he cannot and does not want to enjoy the labor of others.
Yeah, we see this is what's before us, but it's not people's fault here. We need to blame ourselves, because we have the possibility to influence the Creator in our connection. And then He will change His attitude towards humanity and will change everything. So in order to bestow to the Creator, we have to be connected, at least to some extent, in the correct manner. And then accordingly, we will obligate him, as it's written, my sons have defeated me. So the ball is in our court. We can change reality. I'll answer you simply. You need to ask for connection with everyone. And everyone must do the same. And everyone should rise above the current state and connect between them. That's it. And the connection between them will then be in the Creator, on the degree of mutual bestowal. We learn that the spiritual vessel functions when it creates a restriction over itself. Restriction. What is a restriction? That everything that I feel in my will to receive, I restrict. I'm not influenced by it. And then above the restriction, I have reflected light. I wish to bestow, I wish to connect with the others. This is the beginning of spirituality. And the fact that there were years like this and years like that, everyone understands this is what the Creator did, and we now have to do our work over it. And it's not about justifying one or the other, yes, no. We all must rise above our state towards connection. And the connection should be in such a way that we will feel in it, in the connection between all those people, all those opposite people who restrict themselves and rise above themselves in order to connect. And then in the connection, they reveal the Creator. Only in this way. And what's happening in the east or the west of the country, I'm not getting into these arguments. I'm also not getting into the arguments of whether someone is Russian or Ukrainian. We have to rise above all the differences.
We do it inside and we do actually kill and etc.
We must constantly be above private, personal hate and group hate until we all connect and we feel that there's no difference between us. But this feeling has to be a healthy feeling, meaning with our eyes open, not like we forget or as if we rise above or we get drunk and then we embrace. Rather, we truly understand that this is the Creator who is creating these conflicts between us, and above them we have to reach the degree of unity, meaning in such a way we come to adhesion in Him.
Вы говорили про царя Давида, который воевал и на этом уровне.
You talked also about King David, who fought both on the internal level and also on the corporeal level. How do Kabbalists feel it in general? A Kabbalist loves everyone in the world, doesn't he? And along with that, he goes out to war, and he then tries to destroy his enemy. So how does that work?
No, I can't explain this to you. We have to work according to what's on the ground before us. It says about that if an enemy rises to kill you, you have to precede him and kill him first. And that's how we need to relate to it. Meaning, if someone comes to me and he tries to kill me, I have to rise before him and kill him first. This is the commandment. And this is the correction.
Odessa. Rav, когда товарищи вот говорят о той материальной ненависти, которая между ними возникает,
Rav, when a friends speak about corporeal hatred, each one on his side, and you speak about the fact that we need to make a restriction. Can we understand what is this restriction? Can we call it forgiveness or?
No, we have to nevertheless try together to connect. Although we are in a less than comfortable internal feeling, nevertheless we have to connect together. and work on it, so we won't feel any of the corporeal differences, but rather feel that we are parts that are closely related, that are close to one another in the soul of Adam HaRishon, and we need to unite in order to reveal the Creator in the connection between us. Since all those things are awakened in us by the Creator, and He is demanding that we rise above the ego, the way He awakens us egoistically to hate one another to such an extent that we wish to kill one another, and we need to rise above it and connect. I'm talking only about Bnei Baruch. All the rest is later. We will see. But we need to rise above and connect in our feeling, in our heart and soul. And this has to happen fully, completely.
So we are in excerpt number 9. Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew and not retreat from this war. For cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long. The exile is intensifying, and each one experiences whatever he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war, and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war. As this is essentially the victory.
That's the main thing. Since as long as the person reinforces himself prayer and a cry to the Creator, he's winning the war. This is the essential victory. That's the victory. A person overcomes everything and cries out to the Creator and obligates the Creator to help him. And the Creator is a man of war and he will win.
From Moscow, 18. How do we cope with such an amount of hatred and pressure that are pouring us on right now? How not to fall into a state of extreme despair? How to justify the Creator?
Love covers all transgressions. Anything, whatever it is, above that we should be in connection between us. There's hate, rejection, repulsion, everything, whatever you want. But together with that, there has to be love, connection. Because we are parts of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and we must therefore be connected. What happens in the world of shattering between us, in the bodies, in all kinds of psychological states that we go through. That's what's happening is happening, but on a higher level where we are, there we must be connected. So we have the still, vegetative animate, and speaking within us, and we have to rise above those degrees to the degree of connection, where there's no difference between us, only connection. That's it. So try to divide yourself, each one of you and all of you together, between the degrees of connections we're in. And of course there's rejection and hate and problems in connection. Of course they are there. But together with that we must determine the connection between us as being above everything, and that is the degree of Adam, of man, and the degree of the Creator, who includes in it all the good forces, where all the crimes are covered by love, when we reach connection, and the correction cannot be without the revelation of the corruption. That's why Baal Sulam writes, I'm happy about the wicked that are revealed, because specifically with those wicked, when we look at them, when we see them, when we conquer them, when we above them, without erasing them, because you can't, above them, we spread our ties of connection all the way to love. This is our work.
From Kiev 3, you said yesterday that we need to establish the correct intention with all of our efforts and prayers for the world. Can you elaborate on that?
We need to take all the lacks, all the problems of the world. We need to ask the Creator to complete them. We're We nevertheless will come to a state in which it doesn't bother us to be connected with all the hatred and envy and all that's inside, with all that big will to receive. Above it, we want to spread our love. Because the Creator created the will to receive so that we, in such a way, above it, we'll get to know the love, so that above it, we'll know how we need to get to know what the Creator is, what the force of love is. Only a thing against it can let us know what He is. And this is what we're trying to do. And now specifically is the state which is very worthy of that recognition.
I heard that we need, on one hand, to reach hate for the will to receive, and on the other hand, that it's an assistance against oneself, that we are dependent on it and need it in order to connect with the Creator. So, how can we need in something, have a need for something that causes us bad?
We don't see bad in our will to receive, even though we hate it, and we do say that it's evil, on one hand. But on the other hand, we see it as the help against us, because we cannot get to know the Creator, to be created beings, to exist, if not for the bad in us. As only since there's bad in us, there's evil in us, and we wrap it, we cover it with good, which we receive from the Creator. Then from those two layers that we have, evil inside and good on the outside, we become Adam, those who resemble the Creator. We cannot resemble the Creator if you're not bad from within. You have to be bad. And love covers all crimes. Where upon that bad, you bring the good, you bring the love. And then in such a way, you become like the Creator, resembling Him.
New York 2. Fear is something that's cruel, and it shuts us out. How can we justify the Creator from in life we get states that awaken such fear in us?
Only by, well, first of all, there are states that a person cannot control himself, because fear can truly bind us to the extent that we're not capable of thinking or doing anything or want anything, but simply we're within that fear and it freezes us, it keeps us there. It's true, it's a special quality that exists in fear, it's existential fear. And what we need is to try to bring upon that fear a certain covering, a crust of connection. There's no other remedy.
A few days now, we are in this war for connection between us, and it's felt that behind the efforts there is tiredness and lack of effort. How can we keep putting more and more pressure on this and not let down?
That's a problem. We need, because we have a very big group, to work on this. Even take duties and take turns and be around the world in connection and prayer. And that's how we will.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, все эти вспышки ненависти на разных уровнях, правильно ли на них смотреть, как на попытки?
The outbursts of hate, there are all the different levels. Is it correct to see in them attempts to get closer to the others?
Yes and no. We need to see them, of course, in such a way that this is the form of love that is being revealed in its opposite way, in the form of hatred. And we need to work on this through the Creator. And this is called He who makes peace in the heavens makes heaven upon us. And for us to reach peace, we first need to be in war, in hatred. Therefore, the Creator evokes hatred, and we, through our appeal to Him, specifically through the appeal to Him, not to scrutinize things between us. If I have something, if the friends, if there's something between the nations, between the countries, actually, we need to turn to the Creator. And He needs to settle the dispute, because He arranged this dispute to be between us, and He needs to bring in place of it peace, completion. And this is actually the correct way. By there being a dispute, we need to discover a need for the Creator, for the middle line, for Him to make perfection between us, peace, connection. And then we discover ourselves in a connected form and to the extent in which we connect above the dispute, above the hatred, we reveal the Creator. The dispute, the hatred, is revealed as the coarseness, the aviyut of the degree, shoresh aleph bet gimel daled, and the connection between us is revealed as the masach, as the screen, and the reflected light that we want to discover the connection between us. And then, according to the equivalence of form, between what we attain in connection and between the Creator, then we have equivalence, and the Creator is revealed within that vessel. And a partsuf takes place there, which receives the upper light, the Creator within it, and this is how we have unity, connection, dvikut, adhesion between the creature, which is the vessel, the kli, and the Creator, which is the light.
Получается так, что мы в нашей работе пытаемся создать.
It turns out that in our work,
отношения любви друг к другу, но
we try to form such a relation of love towards one another, meaning the good intentions, but because we're all egoistic, so it's perceived as not good intentions. Maybe somehow we all need to see it as a general problem.
You are right. We need to talk about that between us more and to try between us to do all kinds of exercises until this will really happen. And the main thing here is the prayer. The main thing here is prayer. The request for the Creator to help us, to arrange for us, to show us how we do these things. Upon each and everything, turn to Him. Tree. And we need to understand that it all depends on the Creator only, and we need, in order to obligate Him in this, to just connect. If we connect with our prayers, with our study, and specifically now, at a time in which we are in separation and resistance, clash, even hatred, that is being revealed suddenly in these and those friends, we need to overcome this and again try to build and to turn each of us and all of us together to the Creator to help us be in connection above the hatred. And by that, we will advance greatly. And you will see that all this war and the fact that it's continuing so much and being prolonged, and this war being extended, it's us, because we are neglecting, being lazy in putting a true, powerful prayer for the Creator to at last finally arrange the right connection between us and take us to the next degree. That's it. We are actually to blame for that, for the war.
Okay.
If possible, to be more precise, if I see in a clear manner that a friend hates me, what intention should I have at that moment?
You need to come closer to him, to try in every possible way to come closer to him, and to start even from afar, or even through a third party, to talk about our purpose, our goal, and how we get there. Only as we come closer, embrace and turn to the Creator, and then the Creator raises us up. That's it. We have no other form to triumph in all those states that the Creator is awaking. We should understand that without Him, there would be no war and no problems, nothing. No personal problems and no general problems, but rather only in order to awaken us to connection, which is the corrected state.
Рав, спасибо.
Thank you, Rav.
Товарищ спрашивает, что значит мы ленимся поднять?
A friend is asking, what does it mean that we're being lazy in raising the right prayer? We're trying every day.
We need to make an effort to raise a prayer not once a day, but each and every moment, all the time, to turn to the Creator, all the time, and each one for all. That's actually what the present state obligates us and allows us. Let's see in this an opportunity. And who knows if it will repeat, if we'll have another chance. And so now that we're in the beginning of the day, so over the course of the day, let's all the time be alert, be ready. Truly everyone together in a plea to the Creator to make a connection between us to the extent that it will reveal the force of bestowal that ties us together and under us. All of humanity is revealed in all.
You don't know. But of course, everything that you will do, of course, it's good. Try to do like this, try to do like that. Each one as much as he wants to join, participate in a group or individuals, in what manner they will join, or we will see this. In short, try.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that on a steady basis. Gilad?
Yesterday, really, both women, more than 1,000 women and more than 500 men at 7:30 in the evening gathered, and the question, it's going to happen also today and also tomorrow. How to prepare correctly for such a meeting so that it will be, there's a feeling like in quantity we're doing it, but something additional it needs, maybe in the preparation for this, I don't know, so it will be, open the heavens.
Open the skies means to open our hearts. That means to open the skies. The skies are open, according to the opening of the heart.
So how to prepare correctly for this half an hour that, so although we need to do it all day long, but what will be there, that in that concentration we could do even more?
In connection of the hearts is revealed the Creator. He doesn't need more other than the connection of the hearts, because the heart is our desires, the private ones of each and every one. And if we will connect them all together and direct them to Him, meaning to reveal in the connection between the hearts, their source, the Creator, and the goal of the connection, which is the Creator, then in this we do everything. How to describe it to ourselves, how to feel it, how to desire it, how to pray, how to build this state, we need to think. We need to think. But this that we talk about it, and we understand that this is how we need to perform the method of correction, it's already good. It's already a big thing. It's the Creator giving us thought and desire for it. I didn't hear the end, but I'll answer you. We need to worry all the time for the connection. Love covers all crimes. It's an obligation that we shall do this. And I don't care. Could be our friends from Siberia, from Moscow, and every other place. It could be friends of mine from the place where I live, but they have maybe different tendencies, yes? Or different records, right, different past, whatnot. We need to rise above all those earthly discernments and to make an effort to connect between us, to connection between us. That's what we need to do, to reach. And there we will meet the Creator, that He is one upon all of us. Thus love covers all crimes between friends of Nebaruch. It's an obligation that it shall occur, that we will rise above the earthly discernments of this world and react only upon what can connect between us. That's it. I don't look at the hate, the natural one that seemingly needs to be, and everything that I hear here and there only knows one thing, that upon this, as much as may come to my ear and to my heart, and I see as much as I am burning against them even, yes, I need along with this to understand that the Creator is above this, that love covers all crimes, that the love cannot be revealed rather only upon the crimes, the transgressions, the hate. Do you hear it? If I am in repulsion towards the friends and hate towards our friends, I need to awaken them and to awaken myself to connection, that in connection above the hate, we will reveal love, truly love. And then within this love, we will reveal the Creator. That's the goal. And this, you tell me at the end of the lesson that we hate even more. I guess I'm at fault and I didn't pass the lesson on correctly. I'm greatly sorry to hear. All right. We'll make the effort. In any case, what will we do? Life is not ending till the end of correction. We need to do everything that's in our hands.
Ends of time, and Israel's guaranteed end by taking the development of their qualities under their own authority is called Achishena, I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time.
All right, what do we see from this? You'll read it again later. I won't delay you to read it again. So it's a clear matter. Not so simple, but it's clear. We have two paths. The end of correction, the final goal, is directed ahead of time. From it, we've actually cascaded, we've rolled until this state. And from the present state, we need to return back to the state of the end of correction. We have two paths there. We're actually one path that we're always choosing. Either to make a correct state or a correct step forward or not so correct. If we make a correct step forward, we do a short, correct advancement towards the goal. And if incorrect step, then we sway off a bit and we receive some slap, something that returns us to the direct path to the goal. And that's actually what we're seeing now in ourselves. We haven't advanced correctly, so now we are in the reception of the suffering, that the suffering needs to return us to the correct direction, to the good direction, which is as much as possible towards correction. We'll hope that we will do this, that we will clean all of humanity, ourselves first, of course, from all sorts of bad thoughts, bad desires, and such advance towards the good, correct connection. Read it when you have an opportunity. These are things which really pertain to what